This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 1st. God's word for you today is the answer. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And it says, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance, and on every occasion, even to the end of the age. Not only is this empowering for us not to commit evil, but it is also empowering for us to always be comforted. For us to always have company, if you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, you are carrying the Maker of the heavens and the earth. He is with you perpetually. The truth is, you cannot be lonely. Years ago, one of the questions I got asked frequently was, are you not lonely? No, I am not lonely, I respond. But you are home alone. No, I am not home alone. I am at home with the Holy Spirit. Initially, people thought I was speaking Christianese, but I was not, because I was actually at home alone with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit and I are laughing. If you see me at such times, seemingly alone and laughing, you will probably wonder if this man is okay. He is very okay. He is drunk. Well, yes, but not with spirits. He is drunk with the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have a genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit so that you will never feel lonely again in your life. Adam was not lonely. Adam was alone. There is a difference between being alone and being lonely. It is not good for a man to be alone, because two are better than one, right? But being alone is not the same thing as being lonely, because you can be in a crowd and still be lonely. You can be married and lonely. There are many lonely married people. They are sleeping in the same bed with their spouse, but they are still lonely. However, you can be single and not lonely, because you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, with you, talking to you, so you have company. Most Sundays, I typically don't take my laptop to church. I leave it at home. And even if I take it along, I leave it in the office. I mostly minister without my laptop. But on one Sunday, as I was about to leave the house, the Holy Spirit said, "Take your laptop." So I took it. As I got up to go into church, he said, "Take your laptop." And I took it. I got into church and I needed my laptop. What if I did not take it? Praise God. Honestly, the more we are yielded and tuned to God, the more we experience the fullness of life. The Holy Spirit is the answer to loneliness. Marriage is not the answer to loneliness. If you're single, you will think marriage is the answer to loneliness. But if you're married, you will know it is not. Every married person reading these can testify to that. So, singles, hear us well. Marriage does not end loneliness. The only thing that ends it is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, help me to always be mindful of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.